And I'm joined now. He just happened to pop in the studio right now. He's walking by, and Pinto waved him in. It's Sean Reed from Froggy 99.9. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. How are we doing?
I think I'm getting this. I'm a Twitter guy myself. I love the Twitter. I love the Facebook. So I'm getting it right, I think, is that we're trying to use Twitter and Facebook and everything else to draw attention to Taylor Swift and CCRI. And I'm not going to say pressure Taylor into coming, but I'm going to say pressure Taylor into coming to the CCRI event on September 5th and have her, if not walk with the guys and gals, at least show up and say hi and make them feel great.
Absolutely. The video is up, froggyweb.com, and Jack and Sandy had the chance to talk with the folks of CCRI yesterday and with Joel earlier today. And you owe it to yourself to watch a video. Then go ahead and watch a video about four more times, and you'll run out of Kleenex. It's an awesome video. And then you move on to the second part of it. We got the hashtag Taylor, the number two, CCRI. Taylor to CCRI. And what we're asking folks to do at froggyweb.com and on the Twitter and on Facebook, just make a video of yourself, your name, where you're from, and tell Taylor exactly that. September 5th, they got the 5K event going on the day before. She's at the Fargo Dome, and looking at her tour schedule, she doesn't play a show for a good 6 days before that Fargo date. She's out in Seattle somewhere the weekend before. So in theory, we've already reached out to Taylor's camp, and now it's up to the Fargo Moorhead community to see what we can do. And I tell you what, at the very least, Mike, this is an opportunity where Y94 in our building, KFGO Froggy, we're teaming up. And if anything, it's a great opportunity for the FM community to show another example how we come together for a great cause. And it's really cool. We already got some videos tweeted in froggyweb.com. It's up there. So it's a great community event that hopefully will pay off with the star of stars showing up September 5th.
And the other part of it, in all honesty, I knew of CCRI before the last couple of days, but I didn't really realize exactly what that organization did and the cool things that they do. And just in the past couple of days, Sean, I've become more informed about that. And I went, why didn't I know more about this? And this, the great part about it is that people like me who are boneheads now know more about CCRI, and I think the community is going to know more as well. So even if it doesn't happen, even if the ultimate doesn't happen, and I'm still crossing my fingers that it will, and we're going to keep pushing this the best we can, even if that doesn't happen, we're still going to get the word out about CCRI and the great work that they do. So it's a win-win-win-win-win all the way across the board.
Absolutely. On the Twitter, if you're just experiencing the Twitter, you have, as you said, not so many as 14 million, Pinto? 14 million followers, Taylor?
32 million.
Oh, pardon me. Yes, 32 million.
You shortchanged her a little bit there.
I apologize. At TaylorSwift13 is her handle there. And just tweet her. Let her know to come on town, a day early using the hashtag Taylor, the number two, CCRI. You can get it trending. It's interesting because the folks from NBC News have already contacted the CCRI folks. They saw the video on YouTube, and it's really got the viral element. It's going to be fun as we roll closer to that September date.
Now, have you made some phone calls? Have you tried to do some work kind of behind the scenes, Sean?
You're
in the country music world at Froggy 99.9, so
I pulled the black book out there of the second office drawer and did make some calls. And really, it is what, I mean, obviously, the record labels and all the artists that come to town, they obviously try to do everything they can, the meet and greets and the pictures and such. And obviously, this would be something above and beyond. But the great thing about Taylor Swift, how she started and she prides herself and with her 32 million people tries to. 32 million people, that's pretty
Think
hard
about
to do.
That.
But tries to respond to every tweet, to every Facebook message. And that's obviously how she has risen to so much success. So this is kind of a unique thing where we've been in contact with the Taylor folks. She does have the 6 days off from a tour date, but there are a few other situations that she's already committed herself to, and they're checking. They're looking into it right now. So it's not a full-fledged blunt no, which you'll get that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they saw the video. They all loved it. So the fingers are crossed, and really, the hashtag Taylor, the number two CCRI, and the FM community doing their part here in the next few weeks, I think may very well push it over the top.
Well, see, now, this might be naive of me, because I'm on Twitter and I have a couple thousand followers, but I tweeted to Taylor Swift at TaylorSwift13 earlier. I said, hey, Taylor, could you give me a call at KFGO? And I put my cell phone number on there.
Yeah.
And she hasn't gotten back to me yet. And so does that normally the way it works on Twitter is that they don't get back to you right away? I could expect a phone call tomorrow probably from Taylor.
Possibly tomorrow, possibly Friday afternoon. I mean, she may have gotten the notification and then that McFeely character in North Dakota. I don't know about that, but it's you may get a retweet. I don't know. And then your phone number is viewable by 32 million people.
What? That couldn't be all bad, could it? It might be. It could be terrible. It could be great. You never know.
May hurt the phone system here at the KFGO Megaplex, but alas, she should. I think that's her texting you right now.
It could be. All right, Sean Reed, Froggy 99.9. Let's keep this thing going the best we can. Let's use the teamwork here at Midwest Communications at 1020 25th Street South. Froggy 99.9. It's froggyweb.com is your website. The video is there. I know it's also up at kfgo.com. I know the folks over at Y94, because Taylor really, if some of our listeners don't know, and our demographic does skew older than yours and Y94's, Sean, but Taylor Swift is gigantic in the music world. I mean, she is huge. She is a crossover worldwide superstar who's both country and pop music, and it's my 12-year-old daughter loves her, and my 55-year-old sister loves her. So it just spans everybody. Everybody loves her.
Everybody loves Taylor Swift, or they're married to somebody that loves Taylor Swift. She's taken over the world. And no, really, as you said, crossover country and pop and all that music, it's coming together. And she's coming to her own backyard, and we can be something special here. Momentum's going to continue. The Twitter, the Facebook, and the websites.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you
stopping by. You bet. Sean Reed, a Froggy 99.9. Be sure, if you love country music, and I know that you do, KFGO listeners, because I see the ratings numbers from our Saturday morning Solid Gold show. If you love country music, check out 99.9, Froggy 99.9. It is the place to go in this market for country music, and Sean's a great guy. Great to have him in the building.